Hi guys, this is just a quick recording of an article that I have written about understanding weight loss plateaus and how to avoid them. So if you've spent any time and effort trying to lose weight, you will have noticed how hard it is for the average person. Just when you start to see progress, your body just stops responding to what you're doing and you're left feeling demotivated. If you've experienced this, you're not alone. It's a fact that our bodies will actually work against us when we try to lose weight. While our bodies are trying to hang on to our fat to keep us warm and store as potential fuel, if we start to starve, we're busting our butts trying to burn it off. To frustrate you even more, the efforts that you make to burn more calories may eventually cause you to unintentionally slow the process down. Here are some of the mistakes that we may make to contribute to weight loss plateaus and how to stop yourself from making them. So mistake number one, you reduce your calories by too much. So everybody knows that it takes calories to burn calories, right? But when you decrease your food intake, your body simply lowers its metabolic rate in response. Remember, your body doesn't want you to lose weight. Your body still functions properly for now, but there aren't any extra calories around to fuel your activity. So it won't be long before your body realizes that you're starving it. So what does it do? It holds on to extra fat and stores it as fuel for the body. This is not going to help you lose weight, guys. So what's the solution? Keep your calories slightly below your maintenance level so that your energy remains high and metabolism can work effectively to keep you burning calories at a steady rate. Eat clean foods, healthy fats, and complex carbohydrates to give your body the fuel it needs. Mistake number two, loss of lean body mass. So broadly speaking, being more muscular allows you to burn more fat. So losing muscle means burning fewer calories. So don't think you can just run on a treadmill for an hour, go home and eat a salad, and you'll drop weight and look amazing. Because, well, you will drop weight, but you may not achieve that sexy body that you're after. Lean body mass uses 5 times the calories to maintain as fat mass. So if your calories and protein intake are too low, you could be breaking down your muscle tissue for fuel. We want to use fat and carbohydrates for fuel, not muscle. So what's the solution? Make sure your exercise program is supplemented with a healthy, balanced diet, which is high in protein. You can accomplish your healthy weight loss goals with a diet that creates a safe calorie deficit, along with a multivitamin to help with any nutrient deficiencies. You do not need to starve yourself or run for hours and hours on the treadmill. This is just not a sustainable way to lose weight. I personally recommend supplementing your diet with aloe vera drinking gel, which is what I do. This gel contains over 200 nutritional compounds which the body needs to function, plus 19 out of 20 amino acids that we need for cell regrowth. So this is going to help your body to perform at optimum levels and help you create the sexy body you desire. So mistake number three. You lost weight and you didn't amend your calorie intake. Well, yes, I know you wanted to lose weight and when you did it was amazing, but did you remember to amend your calories to reflect your new lower weight? When you weigh less, it takes fewer calories to maintain your daily activity and the loss of any amount will lead to a reduced energy requirement. So what's the solution? Make sure you follow a weight training program which will allow you to increase your lean body mass, which can help compensate for the loss of calorie expenditure from fat loss. Also, continually review and amend your recommended calorie intake after every 5 pounds loss. This is really important. So mistake number four, it's the final one. You grew stronger and you're no longer challenging your body. So when you start a new exercise program, your body is required to make numerous changes to adjust to different strains on your body. When training with weights, you will break down the muscle fibers and then your muscles will need to repair themselves and also grow to accommodate the new strain. But at some point, your body will become accustomed to the strains of your exercise program and as a result, you burn less calories for the same activities. So what's the solution? Follow an exercise plan which challenges your body by increasing the difficulty of exercises as you grow stronger and fitter. I personally use exercise plans created specifically for me and my goals by my personal trainer, Jake West. If you'd like to contact him, just get in touch with me on Facebook. Thank you so much for listening to this, guys. I really hope it helps you to achieve your own personal weight loss goals. I'd love it if you would either follow me on Facebook or connect with me directly if you'd like to ask any further questions. But it's been great speaking with you today. I hope you have a fantastic day. Thank you very much.